David H. Sandler had a very simple concept. Use a selling system that keeps you, the salesperson, in control. He believed that he could be more successful by using his own selling system rather than using the traditional sales methods that played right into the prospect's ability to maintain control. This CD will help you understand why it is in your best interest to use a selling system.
Ask yourself the following questions. Do your prospects resist your selling points? Do they fight you on price? Do you find yourself doing free consulting? Does your prospect stall with excuses? Does your prospect refuse to make decisions? Is your sales cycle longer than you'd like it to be? Well, if you answered yes to any of these questions, the problem can be boiled down to just one statement. Your prospect is on to you. Face it, conventional selling hasn't changed in 50 years. Your customers and prospects, they've heard it all before. They've stopped listening. You know, we were all taught the same things. Be aggressive. Show enthusiasm. Make polished presentations. Pass out the business cards and the literature. Overcome objections. Close, 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 and then close some more. They're not bad strategies. They're just strategies that prospects have learned to control. In the 70s, traditional sales trainers said, wait, the prospect's becoming more sophisticated. The theory was that salespeople could no longer just show up and quickly move into a presentation. Before presenting, salespeople were taught to look around the prospect's office for a picture or a plaque about which they could talk. After establishing rapport, salespeople were taught to ask questions. More importantly, open-ended questions. They were taught to ask questions which did not allow the prospect to answer yes or no. Prospects quickly found a way to close all those open-ended questions. But just asking questions is not a selling system. So prospects stayed in control of the sales process.